So let's bring in Mr. Will Smith. He's arrived, and here he is.
Good morning.
Yeah. Mr. Big Willie.
What's up, baby?
How are you, man?
Man, listen.
Good to see
I'm
you.
Just happy to be here. I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a long time.
And I just needed to come and check on you and make sure you're all good.
How the hell do you get younger looking as you get older?
Yeah, that you don't like it, though. You know.
No, I hate
you
it. Don't,
yeah.
Of course I hate it. But seriously, you get younger looking.
You know, there's something in your eyes that's a little different. I've never seen that look before.
It's proper love. That's what it is. Proper love, Will.
You know, man, listen, I have fun, and I think it's my youthful gait. You know,
wow,
I think
wow.
You saw that. You know how I walked in. You know, it's
no surgery.
No surgery.
Right.
No, not yet. Not yet. Yeah, so no, you know, I'm not that type of guy, man. You know,
I think no, but everybody does, though.
Ten
especially,
years.
You know,
10 years, I'll start the surgery. I think, you know, I think.
Hang on, no, not 10 years. Why 10 years? 10 years, he'll look 30.
Oh yeah, okay, I suppose so.
And you know, 30's the new 20, and
really? Well,
I think 40's the new 30.
Okay, that'll do.
Let's do, yeah, right there.
Yeah.
How old are you?
May 24.
24, okay. Right. So, yeah, so yeah. It's basically you're like 12, 14-ish.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mentally, yeah.
So what's going on? Hey, man, listen, I heard a rumor. I heard a rumor that you were trying to be really hard-nosed watching the movie, and you didn't cry. That's what they said.
That's right. What happened was, in all honesty.
See, that's an American thing. You can't start with, what happened was.
I got grit or sand in my
eye. Sand, a little sand.
As I walked into the screening.
Oh, right.
And so I was kind of trying to get it
out. Trying to get that out.
So my eyes were a bit red afterwards.
Right.
This is why you had tissues all the way through the film. And
God, I swear on my life, the woman from the movie company in the UK, as we're walking in, this is true, right? Alec goes, this is the woman from the movie company. I said, nice to meet you. Thank you for this. They set up a nice screening for us and all that. She says to me, have you brought your tissues? I said, I didn't think it was that kind of movie.
And,
I don't think she's seen it because it wasn't one of them. No,
not those kind of tissues.
Right, okay.
It was emotional, though. It was an emotional roller coaster.
And it's going to be very hard for us to talk about this. All we said so far is everybody listening should go and see it because it's hard to talk about without giving anything away.
Yeah.
And the movie, I think, is better when you don't know
anything
about it.
Which is really difficult to sell a movie
absolutely.
When you're trying to not tell people anything about it.
All right, well, I've come up with a few helpful things.
Okay.
Right.
And because generally you are very helpful.
Thank
to
you.
Me, and you have been in the past, and
I
expect that you know as our relationship grows, you'll continue in the future. So,
although I was very disappointed, I wasn't invited to the election party at your house.
No, remember. No, I had see what had happened was. See what had happened
was. You're starting
was.
A lie.
No, I had called. Over to the place you told me, and the people.
My house.
Yeah, right. And the people said that you was. They say you were at the other thing.
That's right. I was at the John McCain party, which wasn't that busy. It was me and John McCain. Now you're pleased about the Barack thing, and you had a party at your house.
Yes, you know, we just had our family there, and it was just such a beautiful.
I wasn't invited.
No, you were.
I heard T.I. was at that party.
Yes, T.I. came.
Then why was my invite?
You were invited. I called the thing, and they said that you had what you call them said that you weren't going
That's
to
right.
do the with the place.
Well, I don't know why they said that, and I'll be having words.
Yeah, with them. Just talk to them about that because I called
next,
twice.
Can I come to a party at the house?
Yes,
please.
Yes. When is the next time you're in Los Angeles? I'll have you over for dinner.
I would love that.
Yes,
although. You know, I'm eating a lot healthier now, so it's fine. Before, it had been In-N-Out Burger. And
right. No.
But now...
It's like you're eating healthy. I can tell you're looking a little ripped around the shoulder
The shirt's
area.
Ripped.
Yeah. Hey, now, don't be like that, big nose. Now, I can ask you this.
Yes.
When you train...
Yes.
Do you find that your right arm is stronger than your left arm?
Well, yes, but you have to train around that. You don't let that be the case. So, you know, you sort of balance it out. Free weights will balance out
so
that.
So heavier weights on your left arm than your right arm?
Well, not heavier, but you do what your left arm can do until it catches up with your right arm.
Okay.
And then you expand both together.
Mm. Because I'm finding this. I've started training.
Yes.
I'm climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm doing it for the kids. They're starving.
I love it, man.
Thanks, buddy. So, I want to get fit, but I've got to lose some weight, and I'm trying to get fit. And I've noticed my right arm is so much stronger than my left arm.
Well, there's other things you could stop doing that will...
Carrying shopping bags.
Shopping bags and stuff like
playing
that.
Darts.
Playing darts.
Bowling.
Bowling,
javelin,
those type of things. Javelin, all of that type of stuff.
I get that.
Yeah.
So listen, so back to the movie, which is £7, and it's in the cinemas on Friday. Now, everybody should go and see it. As I said on the radio the other day, every man that goes to see it with a woman, just get something in your eye just before you walk in.
Right, yeah. We do that. It's a sort of a 3D experience we're trying to have with people in the movie theater.
When you see the screening, the finished thing, because you produced it.
Yes.
So when you're filming it and you're doing a scene, whatever scene it may be, it's obviously very, there's no music playing in the background.
It's all done
in the edit afterwards. So when you see the final thing, do you go, whew, that's a bit emotional? Or are you watching from a producer actor point of view?
Well, there'll be different things you pay attention to when you're screening. So there'll be a time that I watch it that I'm only watching for my performance.
Right, okay.
Right? So then I'll watch one time and I'll make sure that Rosario.
Right.
And then another time I'm looking at wardrobe and at hair. So it's different things like that. But for the most part, this film just wrecks me.
It's no Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, it is not. Yeah, this is not your typical Will Smith film.
No.
You know, it's a...
It's a funny one because we were saying, when I would go to see Casino Royale, you seen that yet?
No, I haven't.
Really? The new Bond movie with the man?
The Quantum of Solace or the original?
Casino Royale, the first one.
The first one. Yeah, oh, yes, I did, good. Absolutely.
Quantum of Solace ain't... Don't worry about that.
Don't be like that.
No, it's you know.
That's
anyway,
just not nice.
So you know you
that's
go see nice. Casino Royale and you come out. And you want to be James Bond.
Yes.
Or you go and see Ali.
Yes.
And you want to be Ali.
Right.
And you go and see £7.
You don't want to be that guy.
I don't want to be.
It's funny. It's the first character I've played that I actually don't necessarily agree with all of his choices and decisions. It's like, as an actor, to really understand a person who's totally not like me, to trying to expand as an artist and trying to expand creatively to be able to deliver different things to the screen. So I'm hoping that the audience and fans are willing to take this step with me.
I think so. I think it's an amazing movie. It's a great movie.
Thank you, man.
I've got to be honest. I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah, no. It's.
I've got too many of your movies in my collection.
He doesn't understand why I came here today. I think he doesn't understand our relationship.
No.
Can you talk to him?
No, you see, he knows about the relationship.
He knows.
And he understands the movie.
Yes, okay.
I didn't understand Quantum of Solace, but I did understand this.
Thank you, man.
And I worked it out. Half worked.
I was sat there for about 20 minutes. And
careful now, don't give anything away.
I'm not going to say anything. And I thought, I'm not entirely sure what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was just me being stupid and the fact that I daydreamed. But then I found out afterwards that actually a lot of other people didn't really understand.
Right.
But it all...
To be fair, you got halfway through Harry Potter and had the same feeling. You weren't sure about that either.
That was because I fell asleep.
Right. No, but that's sort of how the design of the film is, that you're trying to figure out while it goes along. And pretty much 20 minutes into the movie, you're not sure what's going on. And then there's a couple bigger clues as you get 45 and then I've heard a couple people say they figured it out, but for the most part people don't figure it out,
and then you start crying
and then
when
it finally washes over you.
It wouldn't be a good movie to go on a first date perhaps with, because if you took a potential girlfriend there, you'd come out, she would think that you were emotionally unstable.
It's tough. it's it's tough.
Well, no, because then if you went to see, if you didn't cry, she might think there's something wrong with you.
Well, that's
yeah, that's true. Well, that's
actually, it might show your sensitive side. That's true.
Exactly.
Yes. You could maybe just come out of the theater and, like, start a fight, you know, after or something like that.
Yeah,
maybe.
But it would be a real kind of weak fight.
Yeah, because you're
a bit down and
drained.
Bit,
yeah, and emotionally.
Would you say it's one of the best movies you've done?
It's clearly the best performance I've ever given. It's
wow, really?
Yeah, it just for what I had to do and what I had to go through, I know it's the most that I've ever given on camera. So I'm hoping people will take this little trip with me. But I think that it's fantastic. I watch it and I love it, and my fingers are crossed because I'm terrified.
Are you really? A bit kind of.
Yeah, you know, it's like
it's a different. It's so hard, right? I don't want to give anything away about the movie because it is so much better if you go and see it.
Yeah.
Just go and see it this weekend.
You have
buy your tickets and go.
Right.
Just go.
And it's so different, and it's you know, I know how to make blockbuster 4th of July movies with aliens and special effects. And,
I love that.
Yeah, I know. to take all of that away and to strip down to, you know, just performance, just dialogue, just interaction. You know, there's a love story with Rosario Dawson and I, just to strip down to the basics of human interaction. It's a little scary.
Brilliant. She's brilliant in it.
She's fantastic.
And there's no aliens in it.
No aliens.
No car chases.
No car chases. Yeah, you know.
I'll tell you what movie I loved.
What'd you love?
That I got a little bit obsessed with.
Uh-oh.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. That's very cool, right?
Now, I think that is one of your finest albums.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. See, that's what I thought.
But I tell you why. I tell you why I think you're remarkable in it. I'm going to kiss your ass for a few minutes.
Don't.
Feel free to then afterwards kiss mine.
Okay.
I loved it. Went to see it. Loved it. Raved about it. Couldn't wait for it to come out on DVD. Got it on DVD. Got it on Blu-ray. Then when I got it on Blu-ray, I got two copies of that damn movie in my house. So I love it. And then I was watching the kind of behind the scenes making of, and there was somebody discussing how good you are in it because for the first X amount of however long the movie is, you don't speak.
Right.
And I'm like, do you know what? I didn't even notice because I was that drawn into it.
Yeah.
I think I Am Legend is an amazing movie.
Thank you very much.
I love
it.
I watched it again last night.
Thank you. I love that. And see, and what sort of where I am in my career right now, what I'm trying to do is sort of stretching the boundaries of genre. You know, and what usually happens is you have the big movies come out in the summer, and then the good movies come out in the fall and in the winter. And it's like, I believe that there's a blending of both things where you can get a great performance,
absolutely,
you can have great acting, all of that, and you can have, you know, the fantastic blockbuster elements. So that you know, that's where I've been living a little bit experimentally.
Well, it's working. It's good. I like, you know, I sat and watched Enemy of the State again the other night as well.
That one's good, too.
I love that movie.
I'm saying, man, listen, you know, you and me, we got to hang out, man. you understand me.
Well, you keep bringing the wrong man when you're trying to get hold of me. That's, you keep bringing the other man.
I know. It's what you call him keeps answering the phone at the thing.
Him.
All right, let's go straight, all right?
all right, what are we doing?
All right, Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, yes.
Right, I've got that.
You got that.
Independence Day.
Yes.
Got that.
You got that.
Men in Black.
Yes.
Got that.
Really?
Yeah. Enemy of the State?
Yeah.
Got that.
You got it.
Ali? Got that.
Really?
Yeah. That was the first role I saw you in where you weren't, you know.
Yeah, well, kind of a little departure. Another little, like, sort of like 7 pounds, little departure.
Mm-hmm. Get this, Men in Black 2.
Yes.
I've got that.
Really?
iRobot. I don't have that yet, but I liked iRobot.
I like that.
You didn't. He thought it was rubbish.
He thought, yeah.
No, not rubbish as such. I just didn't like it as much as this.
He's
one.
Like, no, but that's cool. No, it's okay. That's why we mix it up. We do different.
I liked it because the car in iRobot wasn't a million miles away from the car that I had at the time. Mm. So I
you were feeling sexy about yourself.
I'm a sexy Audi.
Yeah.
Hitch, I like.
Hitch, yes.
The Pursuit of Happiness, that's a great movie.
Thank you, man.
That's a great movie.
It's the same director, Gabriele Muccino, that directed 7 Pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Same guy.
There you go. And then I Am Legend. And then Hancock, which is great, but I've got an old Blu-ray player, and I need to get a download for it, because the disc I bought won't work.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You are hampered by technology.
Yeah. That is ridiculous. Do you need a new Blu-ray machine?
I'll go. I need an upgrade. I need to just download something.
An upgrade. Is it Sony? Is it Sony? Because yeah, I could have Sony hook you up.
No, it's very sweet.
Really? You're not allowed to do it from the radio?
Yeah. Do it off the air.
Off the air?
That's fine.
Okay.
we'll talk after this.
Do you know what I like about when Will comes on the show? You probably don't remember this.
I do remember.
Yeah, I haven't told you yet.
I remember everything.
Will and I got drunk and had sex. Yeah. And it was the most amazing...
Wait,
sorry.
Whoa.
No. I apologize. Will wasn't drunk. He wasn't drunk.
We said we wasn't going... Remember?
Sorry, okay. Right. Will came on the show a few years ago.
Yes.
And we had a hug. And I said, you smell very nice.
Yes.
And he told me what he was wearing.
Yes.
And the next day, he sent someone into the studio with a bottle of what he was wearing.
Said scent.
That's that scent.
Mm. And I still wear it every day.
The Vera Wang.
Vera Wang!
I told you, I remember. You said I didn't remember.
And I wear the Wang. Smell is now the Wang.
Your smell's the Wang.
My smell is the Wang.
People are often saying, what do you smell of? You smell of Wang.
I smell of Wang.
Mm. Yeah, I think we should maybe adjust how you explain that
to
people.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah. My scent is of Wang.
I can smell your Wang.
From over there?
Sure.
And if you want to smell my Wang before you leave, but no, I'm still wearing it.
No, it's fantastic.
It's nice.
Chicks dig it.
And not that many people wear it.
Not, that's the thing.
So it's quite an individual.
It's like a little
smell.
Secret. Yeah, it's like a little secret sexy.
Thank you very much. So we've got people listening to the show now. We've got people watching on the cameras as well because we're live streaming on the net. This is the peak of the week, by the way, for people who are watching.
The peak of the week?
We've got more viewers watching now than we've had at any other point this week.
Is it
when I showed off my tan line above my arse.
Hey, I just threw up in my mouth when you said
that.
I just threw up in my mouth.
I won't show you. how long are you in London for?
For 2.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah. No, I've been here for a couple days.
You didn't call?
I called, what's his name, at the thing?
Yeah, he said, at the office.
And I was like, yo, where my man? And he was like...
He's full of it, Smith.
He said, see what had happened was...
He has a big Barack Obama party. Where am I? I even did the Barack Obama song. I get nothing.
Really? You did this?
I did a Barack Obama song.
Let me hear it. Where is it?
I did a Barack Obama
song. Let me see what you got.
You will like this.
You like this. It's a very catchy sing-along. By the way, the lyrics are Barack Obama.
That's it. I mean, that's how it starts.
No. They're the lyrics. Just on repeat.
That's his name.
You'll get it.
All right. Okay.
Barack Obama, 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 Barack Obama.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Where are you flying to next?
I'm going back to the States.
So L.A., New York.
So that's all the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how long?
That's not the hook.
No, that's it. That's it.
How long is
the flight?
The flight. What is it? 12 hours into LA.
12 hours on the flight.
Yes.
Of this.
Barack Obama.
There you go.
And you won't have even taken off at that point.
Yeah.
It will go round and round your head.
And you're sitting there going, I'm going to kill that man.
Oh, man.
Barack Obama. Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
No, that's actually really, really
basic.
Good.
I thought so.
Good.
Yeah.
It's, it's like, it's basic, but... complex.
Thank you.
You could have played that at your party.
Yes,
if you'd invited Chris.
If you'd invited me, I could have brought the CD.
Yeah. No, what you call them?
T.I. would have been all over it. Yeah. all over it.
Barack Obama pajama party.
You could have done it live.
So you're not in London tonight?
No, not tonight.
Because I'm free tonight.
I called and they said that you were doing something with what you call them.
No. That's cancelled.
That's cancelled, damn.
I'm free. You know,
I wish I had known.
We could have gone training.
Yeah, we'd have, you know, some running, a little treadmill, something.
You know, a few people have said to me, this is a bit embarrassing, but I don't mind saying it, but a few people said to me, they thought they saw me in I Am Legend in the movie. Do you know the bit where you're training, doing the pull-up things.
Yeah, yeah.
Many people thought that was me.
Oh, they thought, oh, wow.
And then on the treadmill. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
They thought...
With the dog.
Body was, doubled.
They thought you doubled me.
Yeah, not as a dog.
A
no,
double.
Not,
oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
They thought you were doubling me.
You're
or
like
or
double...
even tripling me.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You are double him.
Probably.
That's not, see, that's not nice.
Yeah, that's not nice. Nice. Tell him, that's not nice.
That's not nice.
Hey, you big nosed pig. So what's next? And we've got, there's loads of kind of rumors flying around about other films. So sequel to Hancock.
Sequel, there's nothing in the works, but we've been talking about it. No script or anything.
Okay. Do you want
to
do it?
I'd love to.
I think
you know, a first new superhero in a whole lot of years. So I've got to keep him alive.
A prequel to I Am Legend?
Yes, we're farther along the way on that one. So it's really it would be everything that led up to that essentially the fall of Manhattan.
True or false? And let's get this officially. Your son?
Yes.
Karate Kid.
Yes, Jackie Chan just committed 2 days ago. So Jackie Chan.
What, to play Mr. Miyagi?
Mr. Well, something like that. Yeah, no. Yeah. Miyagi, not Miyagi.
Miyagi. What did I say?
You said Mr. Miyagi.
It's been a long time. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
No, it hasn't been quite that long.
Well,
you know.
What's that? 84? That movie? Something like that. Karate Kid.
Something like that.
I was probably too young to remember that.
Yeah. Oh. So Jackie Chan and my son, we'll be producing that, and we'll be shooting in China.
That's brilliant.
You like that?
I think that's going to be great.
Yeah.
I was such a big movie when I was a kid.
Now, I have a question for you, being because like you have your, you know, finger on the pulse.
Shoot.
Okay. Now, karate is Japanese, but we're doing it with Jackie Chan in China, so it wouldn't be the Karate Kid, right? How much do you think that will affect people if we don't call it the Karate Kid?
What would you call it?
Well,
kid?
Well, no, I mean, we'd figure out a new name, but because it's China, it's not actually karate.
Yeah, but you know what? Most people don't know the difference.
Don't be racial.
No.
Be racial.
Oh, well, okay, well, what is the Chinese version of karate?
Look, Kung Fu.
Well, they call it the Kung Fu Kid.
You think that's not silly?
No, you can't call it that.
You can't.
Hang on. Is he doing karate or kung fu?
He'll be doing probably kung fu. He'll be doing what Jackie Chan does.
Kung Fu Boy.
Kung Fu Boy.
Kung Fu Boy sounds like too much like Kung Fu
Judo
Panda.
Child.
Judo Child. The Judo Child is real. You know what? Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm good, guys. I think I got it.
Yeah.
No, I think I got
Taekwondo
it.
Taekwondo Infant.
Well, yeah. Hang on.
No, I think I got it.
The kid who punches.
Wow. You know what? I'm straight. I think I'm good. I got it. Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
What's wrong with Kung Fu Kid?
You know what? I think they just hit me on my BlackBerry.
Why?
We're going to go with Karate Kid.
What's wrong with Kung Fu Kid?
I think we're going to call it the Karate Kid, even though it's China.
Tell you what, yeah. I think you're mocking me, Will Smith. I think you're mocking
me. We're here
to
help.
I'm very upset.
No,
do you know
very
what?
Helpful.
I tell you what, if you call it anything but Wild West 2, you'll be fine. That'll be fine. You'll have a massive hit.
Oh, that's so
love
sad.
It.
That's so sad.
Call it Harry Potter Can Do Kung Fu.
See, you cut me deep. You cut me deep on that one, Chris.
We're quits now.
You
that's
cut me deep.
Is. That's all it is. You know, I have a lot of love for
okay.
you.
Okay. You think you've just gotten your last wang from me. All right.
That's it. It's
don't
all over.
Out.
I don't know whether that's a bad thing. Right.
You just blew your wang, okay,
well,
buddy?
Okay.
That's it.
Interview terminated.
Switch the cameras off. You don't want to see it. Listen, you're gonna be here all day doing all the other shows. You're gonna be on Sarah's show next, and everybody's having a chunk of you today.
Yes.
So listen, we haven't got any more times, but. Go and see the movie, which is £7.
£7.
Go and see it for Will, so that when enough people have seen it, he can actually finally talk about
it. So I know.
Because that's going to be killing you.
No, it really is. So I'm hoping that people will
trust you.
Trust, enough that it's going to be quality work. And it's, you know, I think it's fantastic. So
it's very different to anything he's done. It's more the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
Than kind then, of bad boys.
Absolutely.
So go and see that. And give our love to your family
and
your beautiful
much,
wife and your lovely kids.
And we'll be back later this year with my son and Jackie for Karate Kid. So
bring them in.
You'll have us?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, if that Jackie behaves himself. I know when him kind of like...
Be careful. He'll kick you right... And I just told you he wouldn't karate chop you. Oh. He'd kung fu chop you.
And we can go to the premiere of Judo Boy.
Judo Boy.
Judo Boy.
It's a brand new martial art called Judo. Oh, man. Lovely to see you. Thank you for
pleasure
coming
as
in.
Always, man.
And we've
got to
get out of it. Ladies and gentlemen, £7 is the movie. The man is Will Smith.
Thank you, baby.
Big Willie. The big Will Smith. The big Will. The man Smith.
Has left the building.
The WS.
Has left the building.
The Mr. Man.
Has left the building.
The getting jiggy with it.
Has left the building.
The girls in the world ain't nothing but trouble.
If he left the building, right, he can't keep responding.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Will Smith. Right, that's it. The rest of us have gone. Sarah is next with more of Will Smith. And then we're back tomorrow morning. We've got Graham Norton and Andrew Lloyd Webber on the show.
That'll be a different interview.
Yeah, completely different interview. Andrew Lloyd Webber's movie's more action. Anyway, have a good day. Sarah's next. Bye.